Jesus' precious name. We thank God for parents who fear the Lord. It's a great and privileged inheritance. Praise the Lord. Today is a very, this service is a very special service. It's devoted to our children going back to school. Nothing makes going right like being sent forth. Praise God. Because anytime you are sent forth, you have the backing of the person who make your going necessary. May you not go as if you are not sent. He said, as the Father is with me, he that sent me is with me. So anytime you are sent, the person who sent you should have been killed. Praise God. But the commitment of the one who sent is strong. Praise God. Those who play funny, they have no chance to repeat it. Praise God. They have no chance to do what? Yeah, you can't do it twice. Because one time is enough to learn your lesson. Praise God. It's like electricity. As a little boy, I wonder what is in the, you know, the bulb. You know, in yonder country, is if, I don't know who constructed that kind of iron, you know, pressing iron. You don't plug it. We have to remove the bulb and then put it in. That's not a good electricity stove at all. Anyway, that's what we had. So they told me to, you know, do press some clothes. So I was curious. I must be around 10. Exactly, yeah. So I said, what is inside this? So I took the bulb out. Instead of me to connect the iron to it, I put my hand in it. That was the only time I had to do it. Praise God. Praise. Now, that's what happens when you mess around with this person's sense. You know, you only, if you survive, you see so much caution, you won't go there again. Now, that's the blessedness of our walking with Jesus Christ. He said, when he brought them out, he suffered no man to do them. Parents have commitment to their parents, so do the pastor of these children. You may not know it, but we do. You have your role to play, so do the pastors appointed over them. One day we were having vigil in my house and the ministers were there. I had to go up to the bedroom to take something. As I was coming down the stairs to come back to join the meeting, the door said to me, pray for all the children in Lighthouse. It was a Friday night. So as soon as I got back, ministers who are here will remember, I said, the Lord said we should pray for all the children in Lighthouse. And we offered that prayer that night. On Sunday, a parent came to give a testimony how that Sunday morning they were preparing to come to church. And unknown to them, this child had walked out of the house to the street. It was when they heard the screech. In fact, the mom heard the screeching noise of a car outside and came outside and said, what's this little boy doing outside? He didn't know it's their child. But God came to the rescue. Praise God. Why? Well, you have a role to protect, to cater for them, to buy clothes, to give them housing. But there is a demand on their pastor to also guarantee their well-being. Praise God. We return all the glory. So we'll be doing that today by the help of the Holy Spirit so that these children may go forth as one that is sent. Exodus chapter 33 verse 15. Bible says their angel daily behold the face of God on their behalf. When Shewa was in elementary school, she had a teacher. And this teacher, every time we go to see this teacher will say, I don't want to hurt her. Do you remember? You know? So there is something that she's battling. And she could not help herself confessing that, you know what? I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt her. It's like she's saying, I could have done this, but I won't do it. There is no evil, harm, designed, intended against any of these children that will come to pass in Jesus' name. As it is being taught, fire will consume it in the precious name of Jesus. Exodus 33, verse 15. It is not when things go wrong that we return. A lot of us wait till things break. That's why it broke. You should take care of things so that they won't break. That's a very strong notice to all of us. We don't give notice and attention to keeping things from not breaking until they break. That's why it broke. Praise God. Praise God. You don't preserve the food in the refrigerator when it starts going bad. You put it in the refrigerator so it won't go what? That's how we should take care of things that pertain to us. Praise God. It's not when things break. Over times we are overrun by the joy of what we have that we see no caution to make sure it doesn't break. It's when it breaks now that you say, ah. Praise God. 33, so we are doing this so that nothing will break. Praise God. Moses said, except if thy presence will not go with me, carry us not up here, from here. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? Praise God. Praise God. So shall we be separated from evil, I and these people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Everything can happen to others, but we can be exempted. As we go into this year, these children will go with the mark of exemption upon their lives in Jesus' name. There is a defense that is strong on their account. Praise God. His presence keeps everything around us safe. I share with you many times, you see, it is unholy, uncultured, unhealthy for you to leave what happens to you to be determined by others. It is a weakness. Praise God. I, by the grace of God, take my case from the hand of any man so that God may decide on it. Please, roll this up into your contemplation. Jesus said, you have no power to set me free or to crucify me. My case is determined from our country. As these children go into this new year, their case will be determined from above in Jesus' name. I hear about school shootings, bus accidents, molestation and violations. But as the Lord leaves us, these children will have no evil memory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God commend them to us for their safekeeping. Jesus was vulnerable at a time. And I describe it this way. God was running. Because Herod determined to slay him. But Jesus could not run for himself. Except that God could trust Joseph and Elizabeth. And Mary. In the night, God tapped Joseph. Escape with this child to Egypt. And stay there. May the Lord trust us with our children in Jesus' name. God will not withdraw any of his children in this house. In the name of Jesus, we will be up and responsible to cater for their welfare in Jesus' name. Thank God he hid. He remained in Egypt. You may be providing them food. That's your role. This house provide them with cover. Give God a hand clap. Praise God. Psalm 105, verse 13. We won't fail at it because we are accountable to God on their behalf. Their future is precious. Nobody will violate it. I hear of people who were violated at some point or another, and shame will not allow them to talk. But none of these children will suffer that in Jesus' name. Bible says, when my enemies and my foe came up to eat up my flesh, before they do it, they will be found out in the name of Jesus. Psalm 105 verse 13. See what happens to the children of God. When they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he did not permit. That was suffer there. The next verse, verse 14. He suffered, that is, he did not grant permission to anyone to do them wrong. As the Lord liveth, there will be no wrong done to any of these children in the name of Jesus. These children will grow up and thank God for the watchmen God put in their life early in the precious name of Jesus. I can't tell you what will have happened had God not raised us up to pray that night. But thank God, we will always escape. Verse 14 says, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Praise the Lord. We'll be anointing them today, and the anointing will speak on their behalf. In the name of Jesus. Look at the story of Laban. Laban determined to bring Jacob down. Bible says he pursued him for 3 days. The night he was to catch up with him. Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31. After verse 22. He pursued him for 7 days. Sorry, not 3 days. Verse 22 says, and it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him at the Mount Gilead. But that night, God showed up. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, listen, boy, thou shalt speak not to Jacob, either good. Praise God. As the Lord liveth, the Lord will adjudge the case of these children against every pursuer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lighthouse, the future of these children are dear and important to God. Praise God. Bible said the wise men saw a star. The fact that they were called wise men does not mean they were wise as if wise men like that. They were astrologers. You know what happened? The brightness of that star humbled them. There are people who can interpret the occasions in the sky. But when they saw this particular one, awe gripped them. The admiration they have for it is out of fearful reverence. They've not seen anything like that before. And they said, this one, we need to go and see it and bow to it. So people can interpret what is upon a child. A man of God can tell you, there was a little girl that was brought some time ago. And by the help of the Holy Ghost, we told the parents, be careful over this child's life. The hand of God is strong over her. Look at my son, Wamzu. It was just regular service. Somebody came from, Pastor Adeboye came, Ajiboye. And the boy was sitting maybe where my sister is saying. He said, come, whose son is this? How many people remember that day? Yeah, we were all here. And he said, yeah, how did he know that? Because by the means of spiritual senses, you can interpret what is upon a person. But as the Lord liveth, the glory of these children will be preserved in Jesus' name. God will send those who will enhance their fortune, not diminish it, in Jesus' name. We hold them that right of protection. Psalm 105 verse 37. He makes their going not weak. Our noble reflection is on the basis of how God caused us to go up concerning this assignment. Praise God. The commitment is strong, not wrong. Did you hear me? Yeah. The commitment is what? Not. Praise God. When God sends you, the commitment that backs you up will be strong. In the case of Pharaoh, they trusted in their chariots, but that the commitment of their chariot was wrong. Bible says when they got to the Red Sea, God troubled the chariots and the tire began to come out. But the defense for Egypt, for Israel, could not be tampered with. Psalm 105 verse 37. He said, he brought them forth also with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person. As the Lord liveth, none of these children will be marked unfit in Jesus' name. Amen. To be feeble means to be weak or not healthy, not to be strong to undertake the task. You remember Auntie D said, the pain was severe. Praise God. But as the Lord liveth, pain will not be traceable to any of these children that will impair their performance in Jesus' name. Lighthouse, we hold these children, that commitment. He said, there was not one feeble among their tribes. Because of their exploits, verse 38, Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. Some people's interaction with us is not because of admiration, it's because of fear. They just, you know, like Saul. Bible says he feared David because David behaved himself how? Wisely. He feared that the way this boy is doing, I can't get him. That's how nobody will get this children in Jesus' name. I don't know what number is that. 1, 2, 3. Number 4, it preserves us from the effect of the elements. Praise God. You know, somebody came to me and say, oh, pastor, this allergy is killing me. I said, allergy cannot kill you. He said, no, I mean the flu. I said, that's exactly what I'm saying to you. Praise God. Because he said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Psalm 121. Let's start from verse 4. Please, don't take the seasonal effect as innocent. Praise God. No, you should not suffer it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the elements create impacts. Like when it is full moon, for instance, the sea level rises because of the moon's attraction upon the earth. And, you know, spiritually, it has some kind of, all kind of evil effects. That's the smiting of the moon. You won't suffer it. Have you heard when some people are misbehaving, they'll say, maybe it's full moon. You won't see evil. How many people have heard that? Yeah. When people start manifesting irrationally, no, you said we won't let them use that word again because they are not the ones to manifest. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you have a chronology indicator of when it's full moon, people who are on the negative spirituality, they prepare themselves for certain other things. These things have effect. You get what I'm saying? But the scripture says, the sun shall not smite thee. Let's read this quickly. It said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Some of us don't even know when it's half moon. No moon. Well, the sun of righteousness is upon you, so you won't need to feel it. In the name of Jesus. Don't worry. Don't start trying to know what it is. The one that you need to know is already shining. and that's the son of righteousness. But see what the Bible says about their not having effect on us. He said, verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Look at what it says in verse 6. The sun shall not smite thee by day. It won't have a grievous effect on you. Praise God. The elements will not injure hinder them. As the Lord liveth, in Jesus' name. Nor the moon by night. Look at what it says in verse 7. The Lord shall preserve you from all effects of evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Praise God. Lastly, when you are accompanied by God's presence, you get results. Praise God. When we came to this building, the first thing, I'm sure you remember, we don't play tricks here, we do good. It says, speak to the ground. You see, all these things, it's you that think they are not alive. They hear. When God speaks, they hear. Psalm 19, verse 1. It says, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament show forth his praise. Day unto day uttereth speech. Go to the next verse, read that. Did you see that? Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth forth knowledge. Verse 3 says something we must take note of. There is no speech nor language where what these elements, day unto day, night unto night, are saying, where their voice is not heard. Go on to verse 4. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words where? Praise God. God said to the ground, don't yield. He told the floor in Genesis, he let the earth bring forth herbs that is meant for the food of men. And it was so. You know, may the ground support you in Jesus' name. Oh, the ground can swallow a person up. Neat. We heard a testimony last week. A pastor came from here. He said somebody arrived in America fresh. The first day he died. It's like he came here, the land just swallowed him up. Ground won't swallow you. You can sleep on the ground and break your back. But as the Lord liveth, your going upon the ground will be sure and steady. When the ground wants to honor a person, it allows the person to leave his footprints so that what you did will not be forgotten. As the Lord liveth, you will leave footprints upon the house in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 9, you see, when we say, speak to the ground. Bible says, the fortune of the earth is in the ground. Even the king, the prophet of the earth is in the ground. Even the king is served by what the ground produces. As the Lord liveth, your ground will yield good in Jesus' name. Praise God. John chapter 10 verse 9. You generate results because you go in by God. I share with us on Wednesday, I said, let parents remain calm over their children. Their defense in the house is strong. Praise God. Let no anxiety overtake you that you begin to fret or shake. If God accompanies them, good will follow them. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. By me, if you enter this school year, praise God. As the Lord liveth, there will be no school shooting in any of our children's school in Jesus' name. There will be no school bus accident in the name of Jesus. There will be no sport accident in the name of Jesus. The Lord preserve their going in and out. See what the Bible says here. I am the door. For those who have graduated and are entering into a new phase of life, the Lord calls you to enter through the Jesus door in Jesus' name. You enter that phase of life by him in the precious name of Jesus. See, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, you won't be locked in and you won't be locked out. He said, you will go in and you will come out generating results. Stand up on your feet. Praise the Lord. We hold these children the good rite of passage. Praise God. They will never forget their church. Praise God. Let's lift all our hearts and begin to pray for them. You may buy gifts for people. You may give them money. But the best expression of care is prayer. Jesus said to Peter, "The devil has determined to sift you, but I have prayed for you." Lighthouse, can I tell you a secret? Your care for your children is not enough if you deprive prayer for them. You may buy them gifts, that's fine. Give them money, that's okay. But the capstone of care, in fact, it's not the capstone. The foundation of care is prayer. Jesus in Matthew and John chapter 15, 16, 17, three straight scriptures, was petitioning God on behalf of you and I. Let's lift up our voice and pray for this church. I mean, for these children. They may not understand what we are doing, but we must not be aware of what we are doing. Peter didn't even know Jesus was praying for him. But until Jesus had finished praying, he came to tell him. They may not be here, but as parents, we represent them. As the Lord liveth, the mouth of the lion is bound. He will not grieve these children. You will not see evil. You will not have evil memory. There will be nothing about you that you will be afraid not to tell. There will be nobody that will intimidate or bully you to take confidence away from you. You will not be slighted. You will not be maligned. You will not be prejudiced against. But the Lord thy God will surround you. You are going to this school year as one saint. Bible says it was if they think they will do you wrong in the morning, God will challenge them in the night. By the time they wake up, they won't be able to perform their enterprise. Father, Lord, we bless you. We return all the glory and worship to your name. Lebra shakata braka de gaba. Zekato gedo shekete galega baba shanda ligaba. Lekata braka sende ligaba. Thank you, Father. If the children are not here, raise them up before God and petition God on their behalf that God will defend their cause. Thank you, Spirit, precious Jesus. Glory be to God. Please, if the children are here, anybody in school and under, please come forward. And God, please let's carefully organize them so that they can come. In the name of Jesus. Choir, you can be singing the Lord's song. The Lord preserve you and separate you in Jesus' name. Come on, sweetheart. The Lord preserve you and separate you in Jesus' name. The Lord preserve you and separate you in Jesus' name.